Hello, Houston, Charlie Brown.
Roger, Charlie Brown, go ahead.
Okay, look, let's take a quick look at these orbital mechanics. When we separated Orb Right, he was straight up, and he had that 5 PSI on the tunnel, and he took off like a scalded rock, straight up, okay?
Roger that.
Now, if we go to this attitude, you want us to... Okay, now, when we go to this attitude, we're going to be looking down local vertical, all right?
Roger.
Now, he's up above us someplace, and I don't know where. Now, do you want us to thrust down?
Okay, stand by, Charlie Brown. We're running this thing through right now.
Yeah, because we don't want to see Snoopy come back here with a full head of steam.
Well, it's not nothing you have to make an immediate decision about. Give yourself plenty of time.
Charlie Brown is Snoopy, or Charlie Brown is Houston.
Yeah, I hope this is Houston. We're going to try to pick Snoop up on a VHF ranging, but go ahead.
Okay, you didn't leave anybody in there, did you, Tom?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, this is Houston again. Tom, what we want you to do is to... In the attitude that you're going to now, this attitude we passed up to you, we want you to burn plus X instead of minus X. And this should give you separation based on this velocity, which we think is due to that pressure in the tunnel. And also we want you to enable Bravo 3 and Charlie 4 jets.
Okay, Bravo 3 and Charlie 4. Okay, now this is what I thought too. When we separated that attitude, Snoop took off in a vertical climb like man, so we're going down and out in front of him, and so if we go down and thrust plus X, that'll take us down even further and out in front. Over. Does your Fido agree with that?
I think they do, Tom. They're kind of scratching their heads right now. Roger on that. And the reason that Snoopy took off, we're showing that he vented all the pressure out of the cabin. We think that vented out through the tunnel, and that probably gave him some delta V.
Well, we had to see. Hatch valve and auto set right and everything. Everything was squared away for Snoop.
Roger, we may have had some problem with some of that stuff sticking in valves,
yeah,
Tom.
Oh, I wouldn't believe that. It was like a snowstorm when Snoop dug off. You wouldn't believe it.
I'll bet that's right.
Yeah, it was right into the sun, babe. Right into the sun. How soon do you want to do this burn?
We want to sit tight for here a little while. We've got about another 20 minutes before we want to burn.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Brown, this is Houston. We're firming up all these things on attitudes and burns for you. We want to make sure we've got everything right before we torch off Snoopy.
Yeah, thank you. I think we'll be in good shape busting down, but that initial call out looks like we were just trying to make another high side on him. We're going to use minus X.
Okay.
It's probably impossible to hit him if you aim to him anyway.
Charlie Brown, this is Houston.
Yes, sir.
Roger, Charlie Brown. While these troops are getting all their numbers all confirmed here, let me pass up some other data to you. We've got a new sleep attitude we want for you to go to. This is to cool Quad A. And the attitude is roll 090, pitch 210, yaw 000. And in that attitude, we'd like the high gain antenna pitch to minus 5, yaw to 231.
Okay, new sleep attitude is roll 090, pitch 210, yaw 3 balls, and high gain pitch minus 5 and yaw 231.
Roger, that's right, Gino. In addition, tonight we'd like a wastewater dump, and we'd like it at your convenience. That can be at any time. Down to 25% again.
Okay, Joe. Almost everything, including going to bed, is going to have to be at our convenience before we get out of suits and things.
Yeah, okay. And did you happen to notice a docking angle when you came back through the tunnel? And also, did you get that big old canister back on board?
Yeah, Joe, we got the canister on board, and John greased in again. The roll angle was plus one-tenth.
Okay, plus one-tenth. That's pretty darn good.
You don't believe that, do you, Joe?
I believe that, John.
It's the guy that lined it that made it that way.
I don't believe that, John.
It's got a sliding scale in the tunnel. We put it anywhere. Got a sliding scale in the tunnel. We put it anywhere we want to.
That I believe. Charlie Brown, this is Houston. In your configuration, in your sleep configuration, we want you to disable C and D quads with the auto RCS select. In the DAP, we want you to fail C and D and select AC roll in DAP. And Charlie Brown, this is Houston. We want you to go ahead and initiate your plus X 2 foot per second in X now.
Roger. Okay, and I'll get that quad stuff back to you after we do this, Joe.
That'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.